Could South Dallas County become home to one of the world's largest factories? The possibility is sinking in since developers learned electric car maker Tesla is looking at the area known as the Inland Port as it considers where to build its battery plant. We toured the industrial park with a man who believes his longtime vision is finally taking shape. 20 minutes south of downtown Dallas can feel like a world away. A mile or so off Interstate 45, corn ripples in the hot summer breeze. Hayfields grow green with recent rain. Small homes, some vacant, dot the landscape.
And we're in Hutchins right now, City of Hutchins. And so this is a new company coming in to do some type of an oil product.
As he turns his Chevy SUV onto Pleasant Run Road, developer Mike Rader surveys the property near the towns of Wilmer and Hutchins he began buying up 30 years ago. His Prime Point Investment Group now owns 4,000 of the 77,000 acres that make up a privately owned industrial area called the Inland Port. In the past decade, it's become home to large distribution warehouses for some of the country's best-known brands.
We've got corporate America here, Kohl's and Quaker Oats and L'Oreal and Unilever and Procter & Gamble and a new Georgia-Pacific project. Corporate America's here.
Rader believes the secret to success for this generally impoverished part of Dallas County is something he recognized decades ago. It's a natural transportation hub. The so-called Inland Port, which isn't on a waterway and doesn't have a port authority, sits within 4 miles of three major interstates, 35, 45, and 20. And with Rader's urging, Union Pacific 9 years ago built another key selling point, what it calls an intermodal terminal. Every day, a steady stream of 18-wheelers bearing the names of international shipping companies like Yang Ming, Hapag-Lloyd, and Hanjin pass through the intermodal gates. Inside, cargo containers that arrived by rail are hoisted onto the trucks in a smooth operation that takes just 30 to 90 seconds. Then the trucks hit the highways, taking the goods to nearby warehouses and destinations.
What we're trying to do down here is build a port that distributes goods throughout the Southwest.
Guy Brown is the economic development contractor for Hutchins. He says the recession brought growth to a standstill in 2008. Now the phones are ringing.
Things started picking up. The economy started turning around. And we've had more interest in the last 12 months than we've had in the last 5 years. And we're talking about large companies.
And one of the largest, Tesla, the electric car maker that's scouting a location for its gigaplant, which is expected to hire 6,500 employees and produce 500,000 lithium-ion batteries a year by 2020. Brown says just having Tesla check out the Inland Port is a big deal.
The Tesla project would be the largest new industrial project in North America this year. It would have a very profound impact not only on Hutchins, but in the entire North Texas area.
There is, of course, stiff competition. Tesla is reportedly looking at locations in Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico. Some consider San Antonio the favored location in Texas. But developer Mike Rader isn't deterred. He's shifted into sell mode.
Well, the key things we have are the logistics in the way of the interstates and the rail system. We have an abundant power supply here. Great for manufacturing facilities, technology companies, heavy computer companies.
Rader isn't concerned about an infrastructure assessment in 2012 that found the Inland Port has the basics for growth, but needs more of everything. Additional water, sewer, and roads. He says the City of Dallas, the county, and the North Central Texas Council of Governments have signed on to a plan to build infrastructure as it's needed. And for a big customer,
we can deliver. Can definitely come together for everybody, for a big manufacturer.
With or without Tesla, Rader sees his 30-year vision for some cornfields and vacant land coming into focus.
We're almost there. Basics done, and now we're just going to see it roll out.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.